You may never have heard the term psychosocial development, but it's easier to understand than it might sound. This theory divides the human lifespan into 8 stages and helps us understand a person's level of maturity at each stage. Our emotional maturity is what allows us to understand both ourselves and others. It is a big part of what determines our ability to interact successfully with other people. Developmental psychologist Eric Erickson led the way in popularizing this theory. Erickson helped show that the physical growth we see as human beings is also accompanied by emotional and social development. These things might be unseen, but they are no less important in understanding an individual as a whole person. According to Erickson's theory, each stage of life presents a psychosocial crisis, along with a development task to be learned. Each task and crisis combination builds on the one that comes before. A person must face these one by one in order to develop into a socially well-rounded and emotionally whole person. Let's look at the 8 stages of development and what happens in each. The first stage happens during infancy, and the crisis is that of trust. Our emotional development as humans begins at birth. Babies are already developing social attachments through interaction with caregivers, usually their parents, and most importantly, their mother. They're learning whether or not they can trust their caregivers to meet their basic needs. This is an essential task, for trust forms the foundation of human relationships for the rest of our lives. If a child experiences trauma as an infant, mistrust will develop. For example, should one or both parents die, a child will likely deal with trust issues for many years. An infant's emotional well-being is based on the security of his or her environment. If basic needs are met and the baby senses love and care, the infant will develop a basic sense of trust. In addition to trust being essential for future relationships, an infant is already developing a sense of personal value based on the feedback received from caregivers at this early age. The second stage of development occurs in early childhood. This is when a person develops a sense of autonomy. In other words, independence. Toddlers ages 2 to 3 start to demonstrate independence by doing things for themselves. But children move at their own pace, and it can be frustrating for parents and caregivers who have a schedule to keep. In an attempt to be efficient, adults may do things for the child, such as choosing their outfit, feeding them, and other everyday tasks. But this harms a child's ability to develop independently. It is only through performing a new activity that children gain the internal confidence they need to live and act independently. Healthy development means a child will become less reliant on others and increasingly able to care for themselves. This builds on the trust and security they developed in infancy. Toddlers will demonstrate their own will and desires and begin to flourish as independent human beings. If children are not allowed to express autonomy in their choices, they will remain insecure and develop a sense of shame. Self-doubt will slow their development, both emotionally and physically. Children ages 4 to 5 continue to build on their previous learnings. In stage 1, they developed trust and security. In stage 2, an independent sense of self. In stage 3, a child will demonstrate initiative in trying new things, ideally without fear or guilt. It's important that a child be given space to experiment on their own, without being scolded for failures. This will help them be fearless as they face new possibilities. These new possibilities include engaging in social activities with other children. Interactions with others become increasingly important to a child's emotional development. Children should develop a belief in their equality with others and see that they are just as capable as other children of their age. This is also a time when children take initiative to make friends. These things will come easily to a child who is developing normally. However, those who are stopped from taking initiative or fail to establish themselves with a peer group will experience a sense of guilt. it will be difficult for them to live with confidence, and they will most likely retreat to the background of social situations. Between ages 6 and 11, children are experiencing the fourth stage of psychosocial development. Those who are developing normally should feel increasingly competent. Their skills and abilities will give them a sense of self-respect and meaning. Children at this stage are engaging in industry, that is defined as the enjoyment of mastering tasks and facts. Success in academics, art, or sports are examples of industry. Children should not only be engaging in these activities, but developing a sense of pride in how they do them. If a child experiences constant setbacks and is not getting help and support, he or she can begin to feel inferior. This will be exhibited by a lack of motivation. Inside, the child is developing a sense of worthlessness. Failure to master and enjoy activities like their peers will cause them to assume they are incapable. This is a damaging mindset that will hold them back. As children enter their teens, it will become very apparent if they were not able to deal successfully with any psychosocial crisis of previous development stages. Teenagers are asking important questions. Who am I? What do I believe? What do I value? The young person who has been developing properly can more easily answer these questions. Those who have struggled in previous stages will exhibit emotional immaturity and insecurities. The primary conflict teenagers experience is the attempt to understand their own identity. They are rethinking and reevaluating their previous beliefs and how those fit into their lives. They are experiencing tension as they try to figure out who they are and be faithful to that identity and set of values. Teenagers who are emotionally underdeveloped exhibit role confusion. They question themselves, others, and God. Some may struggle with gender identity. Others might find it difficult to transition into adulthood. Some teens display unhealthy emotional attachments and an inability to express themselves. You may have seen some or all of these behaviors in the lives of teens you work with. It's important to understand that what they're going through is natural, given their development journey to this point. Generally, teens enter the next stage of development around age 18, and it lasts through age 30. Here, they face another critical psychosocial crisis. The main task of stage 6 is to develop close, healthy relationships with other people. As young adults fully grasp who they are, they can form intimate attachments with others. They can know and be known. But this is only possible if they have developed through each stage. Trust and a healthy self-identity are the foundation for life-giving relationships. Young adults who do not understand themselves and who lack confidence may find themselves in unhealthy and abusive relationships. These might be romantic attachments, or even just friendships. The opposite of intimacy is isolation. Isolation is not always easy to spot. Young adults might surround themselves with other people, but still be lonely and misunderstood. Appropriate, loving relationships are what people at this age need to thrive. Without a healthy sense of self, young adults will look to their relationships with others to define them. And this is a heavy burden that will break most friendships and romances. You have probably heard many tragic stories of painful breakups and betrayed friendships. When these go wrong, young people may crumble under the weight of disappointment and loneliness. It is not supposed to be this way. The man or woman who has developed properly through all previous stages will be able to give of themselves to others without becoming empty. An emotionally mature adult will be outwardly focused and able to contribute to the success and well-being of others. This is demonstrated in a productive, generative lifestyle. While jobs and life situations may change as they age, well-developed adults will remain productive and joyful. The outcome of a person's healthy development is a true understanding of one's abilities and limitations. Limitations are not bad things, so long as we are aware of them. No one is talented in the same way or to the same degree. We must all adapt our approach in order to be the best we can be. Adults who do not understand themselves experience stagnation. They do not know what to pursue that will bring them joy. They can be self-absorbed and act selfishly. Some older adults behave like teenagers in how they dress, and by acting out and taking unnecessary risks. They are displaying a failure to adapt to adulthood and are attempting to fight off stagnation through inappropriate methods. By age 66, adults are in the last stage of their development. There is still more to do and learn, even this late in life. The emotionally mature older person is at peace with the life he or she has lived. Despite failures and mistakes, they should feel that their life accurately reflected who they wanted to be. This is the all-important sense of life integrity. Life integrity is defined as satisfaction with who I feel I am, how I have lived, and the person I have become. Older people should experience wholeness and satisfaction with their lives, despite successes and failures. A person who is not emotionally mature through each of the previous stages may find themselves in despair at the end of their lives. A few ways this feeling might show itself is through bitterness, an inward focus, and a fear of dying. The emotionally immature older person has little to offer others in the way of wisdom or practical help. This person will feel frustrated, looking back on life with regret, and unable to face the future with hope. Do not underestimate the importance of an individual's development journey. Every stage of our lives holds an important lesson to learn. An underdeveloped person will face challenges within themselves and in their social context that are difficult to overcome. There are any number of ways this might be exhibited: depression, self-destructive choices, and unhealthy relationships are just a few. As youth ministry workers, we have an important role in helping teenagers grow in their ability to trust and develop healthy attachments. Many teens and even adults may have to unlearn past behaviors. Development tasks that have been missed along the way will need to be addressed. We as youth leaders must be willing to take this journey with young people, no matter what their age or development stage. They will need our support and wisdom. The good news is that no matter what has happened in a person's life, God can work in them to heal past hurts. He can show them the way forward to a healthy and whole life.